Text 1. An interview with a swimmer from the Rottnest Channel Swim. First reading.
I am the first voice you will hear. I am the interviewer.
I am the second voice you will hear. I am Trish, the swimmer.
The annual Rottnest Channel Swim is a 19.7-kilometre swim from Cottesloe Beach in Western Australia to Thompson Bay on the holiday island of Rottnest. The event, which takes place in late February each year, is the largest open water swimming event in the world and has become an icon in Australia's sporting calendar, capturing the imagination of the public and ocean swimmers alike. The swim is not reserved for the swimming elite, but provides an opportunity for all who share the common goal of striving for the best to compete in an environment where sporting greats rub shoulders with ordinary mums, dads and mates.
First of all, let's find out a little about the swim. How long has this event been running for?
For just over 20 years now.
And how long have you been involved?
I did my first swim in 1996 and have completed 10 crossings since then.
So how do you go about entering?
Actually, in recent years it has become so popular that in order to apply, you now have to go into a ballot system over 3 months in advance. This means that you mightn't get a place.
So how do the organisers decide?
Well, everything is computerised now, so the successful applicants are selected randomly. This means that some people miss out.
That's a shame. Why does this happen?
Well, for safety reasons, the number of swimmers has to be capped at about 2,300. But in fact, the number of support boats also has to be taken into consideration. There could be as many as 800 boats there for the event.
And what do the support boats do?
Each team, duo or solo swimmer must have a support boat to guide them across with a fully qualified skipper who also must be briefed on the course and the rules of the swim. Also, a paddler will stay with the swimmer at all times to provide water safety. This is someone who paddles a small craft, like a kayak, to watch out for any hazards.
What if you would like to get involved, but are not really a swimmer?
A lot of people join the support crew on a boat and help motivate the swimmers. Sometimes people have medical qualifications and they can be really helpful if there are any health issues.
Such as?
Oh, anything can happen, from sunburn to hypothermia. Remember, you are exposed to the elements for many hours and need to protect yourself adequately.
And what about marine creatures, like jellyfish or sharks?
Well, most of the large brown jellyfish we see are completely harmless, but the much smaller ones, called stingers, will give you a sharp sting, much like a tiny electrical shock. For most people, the effects wear off after an hour or so. As for the sharks, well, we rarely see them on the swim, but we have to bear in mind that the ocean is their home, and so they are out there. So far, nobody has ever been attacked by one in this event, so fingers crossed.
Yes, well, moving right along now, what other risks are there?
Well, I think the greatest risk is the weather. Conditions can change, and things can get very messy once the sea breeze comes in.
Do you have to have a special diet leading up to the swim?
Not really, unless you're doing a solo swim, but it always pays off to have a balanced and healthy diet in the lead-up, especially when you're training hard. But in the last week or so, most swimmers try to avoid fatty foods and alcohol and increase their carbohydrates for energy. And anyway, it's not a good idea to change your diet in the final week or so because it could give you a stomach upset.
Oh, do people get sick on the swim?
Yes, it's pretty common, either because of the choppy seas or because of the smell of petrol fumes. Remember, there are a lot of craft out there on the day of the swim.
So, how long does it take to get to Rottnest?
Well, the swim times vary, depending on the age and capability of the swimmer. At my age, I'm not going to break any records, but the fastest team swim I took part in was 6.5 hours, and for the duo, it usually takes us about 8 hours. I think the fastest solo crossing ever was in a little over 4 hours.
What is the motivation to do the swim, do you think?
Just being part of the event is a wonderful experience. The camaraderie, the team spirit, the sense of achievement on reaching the island in one piece usually gives most people quite a buzz. And it gives you something to talk about long after the event. The other thing is that it encourages many people to step out of their comfort zone and do something different. In my case, I just did it to see what it was like. Once the first swim was over, I felt great, but never intended to do it again. I guess you just get hooked.
Sounds a bit crazy to me, to be spending all that money and effort when you could just get the ferry across to the island.
True, but everybody has a different way of getting their kick out of life. The ferry ride is over in half an hour, but the buzz from the channel swim would last for weeks. It can also create wonderful bonds between complete strangers, strengthen ties with family and friends who decide to team up and take part, and generally gives you something to train for, and you end up being pretty healthy and happy after all that training.
Text 1. An interview with a swimmer from the Rottnest Channel Swim. Second reading. The annual Rottnest Channel Swim is a 19.7-kilometre swim from Cottesloe Beach in Western Australia to Thompson Bay on the holiday island of Rottnest. The event, which takes place in late February each year, is the largest open-water swimming event in the world and has become an icon in Australia's sporting calendar, capturing the imagination of the public and ocean swimmers alike. The swim is not reserved for the swimming elite, but provides an opportunity for all who share the common goal of striving for the best to compete in an environment where sporting greats rub shoulders with ordinary mums, dads and mates.
First of all, let's find out a little about the swim. How long has this event been running for?
For just over 20 years now.
And how long have you been involved?
I did my first swim in 1996 and have completed 10 crossings since then.
So how do you go about entering?
Actually, in recent years it has become so popular that in order to apply, you now have to go into a ballot system over 3 months in advance. This means that you mightn't get a place.
So how do the organisers decide?
Well, everything is computerised now, so the successful applicants are selected randomly. This means that some people miss out.
That's a shame. Why does this happen?
Well, for safety reasons, the number of swimmers has to be capped at about 2,300. But in fact, the number of support boats also has to be taken into consideration. There could be as many as 800 boats there for the event.
And what do the support boats do?
Each team, duo or solo swimmer must have a support boat to guide them across with a fully qualified skipper who also must be briefed on the course and the rules of the swim. Also, a paddler will stay with the swimmer at all times to provide water safety. This is someone who paddles a small craft, like a kayak, to watch out for any hazards.
What if you'd like to get involved, but are not really a swimmer?
A lot of people join the support crew on a boat and help motivate the swimmers. Sometimes people have medical qualifications and they can be really helpful if there are any health issues.
Such as?
Oh, anything can happen, from sunburn to hypothermia. Remember, you are exposed to the elements for many hours and need to protect yourself adequately.
And what about marine creatures, like jellyfish or sharks?
Well, most of the large brown jellyfish we see are completely harmless, but the much smaller ones, called stingers, will give you a sharp sting, much like a tiny electrical shock. For most people, the effects wear off after an hour or so. As for the sharks, well, we rarely see them on the swim, but we have to bear in mind that the ocean is their home, and so they are out there. So far, nobody has ever been attacked by one in this event, so fingers crossed.
Yes, well, moving right along now, what other risks are there?
Well, I think the greatest risk is the weather. Conditions can change, and things can get very messy once the sea breeze comes in.
Do you have to have a special diet leading up to the swim?
Not really, unless you're doing a solo swim, but it always pays off to have a balanced and healthy diet in the lead-up, especially when you're training hard. But in the last week or so, most swimmers try to avoid fatty foods and alcohol and increase their carbohydrates for energy. And anyway, it's not a good idea to change your diet in the final week or so because it could give you a stomach upset.
Oh, do people get sick on the swim?
Yes, it's pretty common. Either because of the choppy seas or because of the smell of petrol fumes. Remember, there are a lot of craft out there on the day of the swim.
So, how long does it take to get to Rottnest?
Well, the swim times vary, depending on the age and capability of the swimmer. At my age, I'm not going to break any records, but the fastest team swim I took part in was 6.5 hours, and for the duo, it usually takes us about 8 hours. I think the fastest solo crossing ever was in a little over 4 hours.
What is the motivation to do the swim, do you think?
Just being part of the event is a wonderful experience. The camaraderie, the team spirit, the sense of achievement on reaching the island in one piece usually gives most people quite a buzz. And it gives you something to talk about long after the event. The other thing is that it encourages many people to step out of their comfort zone and do something different. In my case, I just did it to see what it was like. Once the first swim was over, I felt great, but never intended to do it again. I guess you just get hooked.
Sounds a bit crazy to me, to be spending all that money and effort when you could just get the ferry across to the island.
True, but everybody has a different way of getting their kick out of life. The ferry ride is over in half an hour, but the buzz from the channel swim will last for weeks. It can also create wonderful bonds between complete strangers, strengthen ties with family and friends who decide to team up and take part, and generally gives you something to train for, and you end up being pretty healthy and happy after all that training.